Do you have solo economic dependency? That is, if you aren't working, you aren't making money. The Art of Passive Income podcast is the solution. Discover passive income models so you can enjoy life on your own terms. Let freedom ring.
Hey, it's Mark Podolsky, Land Geek, with your favorite niche real estate website, www.thelandgeek.com. And on this week's podcast, we've got, I'm going to say, like, the rainmaker, right? Wouldn't it be great if we could just have somebody on the show that could just make it rain, bring us leads, help us with our marketing, make it evergreen, so it's a one-time, set-it-and-forget-it system? That would be a dream. But before we talk to our guests, I'd be remiss I didn't properly introduce my co-host. You know him. You love him. The brain, the professor, your flight school Sherpa, Scott Todd from scotttodd.net, landmodo.com. Learn anything about anything, investorninjas.com. Scott Todd, how are you?
Mark, I'm great. How are you?
I'm excited, man. I'm excited because you know what I want more of?
What?
You ever see the movie Glengarry Glen Ross?
Leads. You
want leads? The leads. It's all about the leads. Our guest today, what's that?
Isn't the phone book the leads?
The phone book is not the leads anymore. That's in the 80s. Okay. Our guest today is Trevor Mock from Carrot.com. Now, you probably know Carrot. You probably know Trevor, but I'll just introduce him anyways. He has been investing in real estate for many, many years. He's done to the tune of 84,000 plus real estate related leads and counting with his team. He leads the Carrot team and focuses on helping members get the results they want, and is just kind of a rock star, real estate entrepreneur, in the sense that if you go to Carrot.com, it's just amazing what they're doing. So Trevor, welcome. And just start, can you kind of give us an overview of all the things Carrot can do?
Mark, man, thanks for having me back. And Todd, great to meet you as well, man. And I think the biggest thing is this, and right before we hit record on here, I had mentioned, man, that the big kick that I've been on the last two years is helping people get off of what I call hamster wheel marketing. And we can talk about that a little bit. Whether you're a house flipper or a land flipper or a real estate agent, doesn't matter. Getting off the hamster wheel marketing train and onto what I call evergreen marketing, marketing that you do one time and then it works for months and years. And so that's the main thing, man. We help a lot of real estate investors, whether they're house flippers, wholesalers, land investors, note investors, rent to own, subject to, even real estate agents, generate a lot more leads online, evergreen leads online. and we help you guys get more freedom back in your business. That's ultimately why I keep showing up to work, Mark. People ask me, it's like, why do you keep building Carrot? We have 40 full-time employees here now, which a lot of people didn't realize. And there's been lots of opportunities to make some sort of exit. But I'm like, dude, I'm passionate about what I do. And we get to help people build businesses that unlock freedom for them and help them make an impact in their local communities.
All right, fantastic. Well, Trevor, I'm going to give you the toughest question probably of the day. Yeah, because it's going to go back into a Glengarry Glen Ross reference.
Yep.
The leads are weak.
Yep.
How do we know the leads are going to be strong? Because a lead's a lead. Mm-hmm. But let's just pick on Scott Todd.
Yep.
Right? And he's like, Mark, I got like these 10 great leads for you. Well, all 10 of them are tire kickers. Mm. So I go back to Scott. I said, Scott, the leads are weak. And what does Scott say to me? Mark, you're weak. I closed off 10 of those people. So is it Mark or is it the leads? How do you make sure that the system gives us quality leads and not quantity leads?
Mark, that's an awesome question. So the first thing I like to do is I always like to look at, how, number one, how did that lead get to you, right? What's their motivation level? How do they see your ad or do they see your direct mail piece or whatever it is as a land investor? And oftentimes you'll see real estate investors out there doing outbound marketing, which works amazingly well, especially for land, right? One of the best ways to activate demand is with direct mail, because a lot of those people don't really know exactly how to sell a piece of property that's in the middle of nowhere or whatever it is. And so direct mail helps to activate that demand. But oftentimes the people who are searching, actively searching for a solution, are the most motivated, right? So let's say someone's flipping through Facebook, they're looking at their grandma's apple pie she made or whatever, and then they see someone's ad in there that distracts them and says, hey, do you have a piece of land or do you have a house to sell or whatever it is? They click the link, they go to the website. Facebook can be a good source for that, but the problem is someone's in a state where they're exploring, they're in entertainment mode, they're not in solution mode, right? And so with Facebook leads, we find, whether it's land or houses, we find that you're gonna have to get a much higher volume of leads. And I can show you guys real data and stats also inside of our analytics, where we get about 80,000 leads a month right now with our clients. A lot of them are seller leads too, or for most are seller leads, but a lot of them are land leads, where sure. It shows whether it's a Facebook lead or Google ad or, you know, anything like that, they usually convert about half as well as an organic lead. And I'll tell you where that motivation comes in. So now let's say that person is now not on Facebook. The next day, that pain point hits them. They're like, I've got this piece of land. The property tax bill is coming up. I don't want to have to write that check for it again. Let me go to Google and start to search for someone who can maybe buy this from me. Because I talked to my real estate agent and they said that they're not going to take it on because it's just not something they can handle. And so they type in sell my land or sell my land fast or sell landlocked land in Oregon or whatever it is. And while the volume isn't there, okay, you're gonna activate a lot more sellers of land with your direct mail, but the motivation is there. You're gonna have such a higher level of motivation where your close rate's gonna be 2, 3, 4, 5 times higher on those types of leads than any outbound marketing. And so it's a good kind of one-two mix. You've got to have a good mix of the activation, you know, the outbound marketing that activates demand. That's you're going to get your volume, where you're going to get your highest margins and your most motivated prospects from inbound, where people are actively searching out a solution.
Scott Todd, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, yeah, like I've done some tech. Like, look, I'm not disputing what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, in my own experience, right? Like, I've done tests. And when I get somebody that is Googling, like, sell my land, or they come to me and they go, hey, I see you sell a lot of land in the area. Would you like to buy mine? Well, then all of a sudden, I got to put on my appraiser cap, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, yep. Now all of a sudden, yep. I got to go in there and figure out, is this something I normally buy or not? And then I got to, like, think about it. Because, like, for my own business, the way I work is I work in kind of, like, literally in one county, my number one county, I probably work in an area that's about 50,000 acres large, yeah. Right? So, like, that's where I go. So it is like almost like a niche, if you will, but essentially I wouldn't buy like any piece of property in that area. So now I'm sorting,
yep.
Right? Like, I'm filtering out this stuff. And, you know, to me, it seems like a waste of time because I'm got this inbound traffic, they might be more motivated, but I'm telling you, like, in my own experience, when they call me and say, do you want to buy my land? And I say, yes. And they say, how much? And I tell them, and then they go and they're looking at what I I'm selling the land for in that yep. area. They're like, no. Right. Yep. So I don't close as much. So, like, how do we close the gap between, like, my own experience and then what you're saying? Where am I missing it?
No, that's great. It's a great question, Scott. So one of the things that we found with our stuff, and I can show you guys stats, I can show you guys data and leads that are coming in. There's a couple things. So number one, like you were saying, oftentimes those are different sellers, right? Because the people who are getting activated by direct mail, they may not be searching and they may not even know that they could sell it. Like I said, they might have that property tax bill coming up and it's an opportunistic thing. Hey, this person is right in front of me. They're wanting to buy the property. 5,000 is better than nothing, or, you know, whatever the price is. And so it's an amazing thing, especially for land. If there's people on here that are listening that are also house flippers, houses are a little bit different because there's a better, faster, easier market for selling a house where everyone knows the local real estate agent is likely going to be able to help me, or I can, you know, now there's iBuyers that are buying houses, or I can do the search, like, so I could sell my house fast, insert whatever. And we have lots of data behind the house side of it. As far as visitor to lead converts about double, and then lead to conversion converts about double for inbound organic versus outbound. And here's the reasons why. And this is where, honestly, this is where I'll fall on my sword a little bit too, is we have a lot more house data than we do have land data. So you guys have so much land experience, and we can kind of bring our house experience into it as well. and say, hey, where are there opportunities to bring what we know works with houses over to make it work better with land and vice versa? But on the house side of things, if someone is actively searching out a solution and then they know that there's likely some different options, one of the things that's on their mind is, number one, is this person reputable? You know, are they actually a buyer? Are they actually someone who's gonna help serve me? Are they actually someone who's trustworthy and credible? Or are they someone who's just gonna scam me? Have other people worked with them in the past that have had success with them? Or are they someone that I should want to work with? And that's where we find when someone lands on a well-done website or what we call an authority hub, where it has good testimonials, good credibility, it shows transactions you've done, it shows the person who had the same skepticisms or roadblocks or objections that they have, and you were able to surmount them. And there's a video testimonial, there's a written testimonial. That's where when someone lands in these websites, it drastically increases the conversion of that lead. Now, if I talk to a land investor and they have a normal website like a lot of people do where it's just, hey, let me intake your information. There might be a little bit of information about us, but we're kind of, you know, not putting ourselves out there a ton. There's not a lot of good credibility out there. Then that's where you are going to see your close rates suffer on the back end because you're not standing out from others. I can show you some examples that are working really well to close these land leads. And on average, what we see, you know, just this from a smaller sample size, we have about 8,000 clients. Of those who are land investors specifically, you know, probably sub 300, probably sub 400. That's a guess. But what we find from those that we're surveying is about 1 in 10 of those land leads turns into a deal that they end up purchasing through the organic side of it. The direct mail side of it, if you're talking houses, it's usually 1 in 20 to 1 in 40 leads through direct mail turns into a deal. And on the organic side, you know, it's 1 in 10 to 1 in 15. What kind of numbers do you guys see on the direct mail side, on the land side of it? How many leads turns into a deal usually?
Well, you know, go ahead, Mark. It depends. Like if we send out 100 offers, right, we'll look at it if we've priced it right, because we're not sending out blind offers.
Yep.
So we're sending out actual offers. So if we've priced it right, we're looking at about a 3 to 5% response rate. Cool. On that. And then after we do our due diligence, we're probably at about a 1% close rate.
Yep. On that. That's good. That's really good. That's
yeah, really good. No, it's good. But Scott, what would you say?
Same thing.
Same thing. Same yeah. Thing. So that's what we're kind of looking at. Yep. But you know, if it's under 3%, then we probably need to raise our offer. And if it's over 5%, let's retrade. We're probably a little nervous. Mm-hmm. Probably came up a little too high.
Yep, for sure. And that's one thing I definitely want to tease out as well, whether we have time on this podcast or in another one, is that there's a couple dynamics with the internet too, right? Like we were saying, especially if it's an older demographic and if they're not actively searching online, those types of people that have owned those properties for a long time, you know, 20, mm-hmm. 30 years plus, they may be less apt potentially to be going to Google proactively to search for a solution. And that's where a direct mail, you know, piece is going to be amazingly effective, drop it in front of them because they may not be searching for it. Those pieces of land that are owned, let's say sub 20 years, where the person might be more tech savvy, or they are searching online potentially, that's where kind of that gap can be filled in there. But I think the experience is really, it really depends on your own experience. It depends also on kind of like how does someone want to grow their company, right? Because one thing that we'll talk a lot with people about, we had Jeff Fassett. He's a big land investor down in Arizona. He was on the podcast. He's been up here to our Carrot Camp. He does a good number of house flips or of land flips down in Arizona. He uses Carrot for a lot of it. And him and I were talking, and we were kind of weighing out, like, let's map out your goals, Jeff, for the next year. And I think a lot of people, they'll listen to a podcast and they'll hear XYZ person, you know, flips 10, 15, 20 pieces of land a month, whatever the number is. And people go into the next year and they'll go, okay, I'm going to set my goals. And I see that person's doing 10 a month. I'm only doing 3 a month. Therefore, I must need to also do 10 in order to be, a legit land investor. And I think it's really dangerous when we set our goals based on what someone else is doing. And where I'm going with this is if direct mail or whatever marketing source is fulfilling exactly the type of business that you need to be building, my philosophy is you should only be doing that marketing then. Like if your lifestyle that you're wanting is 100K a year net and you want to be able to work 10 hours a week and doing direct mail drops every month is going to get you there, that dude, do that. Just focus on that and don't get too complicated adding in a bunch of other marketing things into the mix, unless there's a real reason why at your core that you need to grow the revenue and need to grow the business. Way too many people grow their businesses in a way that is just chasing the numbers and not chasing purpose and impact. Hey, there's a reason I need to do 10 deals a month. There's a reason I need $300,000 a year when they might be just as happy at $150 working 10 to 20 hours a week. So don't add on marketing methods, guys, just because of it. Do it if it helps you reach a specific purpose in your business.
Yeah, I mean, you're preaching to the choir here. I mean, Scott, Ty, and I are, you know, all about that lifestyle design. Mm-hmm. And if anything, it's not that we want more money. It's like, I want his skill.
Yep.
Like, I want to play golf like Scott Todd because he's out there more than me. I want to be able to fly a plane because he's got time to get, you know, to fly a plane. Yep. So really, for me, it's more lifestyle comparison than it is money comparison, which is just as bad, if not worse. Like, oh, what are you doing this weekend, Scott? I'm on the boat. And, you know, I'm landlocked. But Scott, it's okay. It's not about me and my jealousy. Go ahead and live your best life.
Okay, well, I'll definitely do that. I mean, one of the things, what I like that you said, though, is this too, right? Like, and we see this all the time, is someone will hear about a website, okay, like a tool that somebody's using. I mean, I always crack up. Like, I remember this one case where there's a lot of talk about Airtable, right? Like in real estate, Airtable's great. But if you don't know how to use Airtable, or you don't know what you would use Airtable for, well, then you don't need Airtable. And it's the same way with Zapier. It's the same way with any of the little cool tools that somebody else is using. Somebody else is using this. That doesn't mean that you need it.
Yep.
What you need to understand is, okay, this thing is out there. This tool's out there. This website's out there that I could use. I'm going to store it over here. I may not know how I can use it. Mm. I don't need to know everything. I don't need a subscription to it. I just need to know that it's there. Mm. And then I'm going to continue down my path. And then I'm going to have a problem to solve, right? Yep. Like, I'm not getting, in your case, Trevor, like, I'm not getting the leads that I need. I'm not getting the inbound properties that I need to be doing. Or strategically, this is something that I want to add. So now what can I do? Right. So now you hear about this website, you're like, oh, let me go explore this. Does this do what I want it to do? Yes or no? And if yes, then use it. But I can't tell you how many times someone has come up to me and said, how do you use Airtable? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, well, I've spent 100 hours. This one guy, he told me he spent 100 hours working with Airtable to build something, and he doesn't even know what he's building. And I'm like, well, what problem are you trying to solve? Yep. And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, then what are you doing in Airtable? Because use the tool when you have a problem to solve. It's not like you just go get a shovel and go, well, I'm going to dig a hole somewhere. I don't know why I need to dig a hole, but everybody else is digging holes. Like, grab the shovel when you need to dig the hole.
Dude, I'm so glad you brought that up, because one of the biggest things that I've found with entrepreneurs, especially real estate investors, where you know, you read the book or you listen to the podcast and then you're like, bam, I want to be a real estate investor. The biggest problem that I see is a lot of people have that analysis paralysis, right? Where they think that just moving and doing activity equals success or equals momentum. And one of the biggest things I want people to realize is that momentum happens when you do the right steps in the right order, not doing step number 12 too early. Momentum happens when you do the right steps in the right order with consistency, not just doing movement for movement's sake. And in that example there, Scott, there's so many people that feel that just doing activity equals progress. And in that case, like a CRM is one of the biggest ones that gets brought up with Carrot, right? Hey, what CRM do we need? And then we dive in and say, hey, awesome, there's a lot of amazing CRMs out there. First of all, how many leads are you getting right now every single month? They're like, well, I haven't really kicked up marketing yet. I'm just learning. I said, well, you don't need a CRM that. Yeah, a CRM solves the problem of having so many leads that you can't manage them any other way. And I say, focus on getting so many leads that you can't manage them on a spreadsheet or on your whiteboard or whatever it is. Get so many leads you can't manage them, and then build a CRM in there to automate or to help you with the rest of that. Because the CRM is an amazing tool, but it doesn't do anything if you have a lead a month or 12 leads a month or no leads a month. On 5 leads a month, you can pick up the phone and manage those and put them on a darn whiteboard. We had Brian Rock, one of our clients. He mainly flips houses, but he just recently flipped his first piece of land down in Dallas. And he was up here at our Carrot Camp event. And his first year, he did about $600K in wholesale fees in a crazy competitive market, all online, like no offline marketing. And everyone was asking him, like, dude, Brian, how do you organize your leads? What are you using for your CRM? And he shows a picture of his office. It was literally his whiteboard. He said, I did my entire first year of business. I did $600K in wholesale fees with no CRM, with a whiteboard and a notepad. And that's what I want people to really realize is there's a million tools you can use. There's a million things you could do. But if you get to the fundamentals of land investing, it's finding a seller, a person who needs to sell their piece of land. And Mark and Scott have amazing ways that they teach you guys how to find those sellers. It's number two, knowing how to price that property. And I'm sure you guys in tons of podcasts and courses teach people exactly how to price a property very easily. Then once you have a property that you've priced, then and only then do you really need to learn how to figure out the documents and the final negotiation. And so then at that point, you get someone to accept the price. You're like, oh, shoot, you know, let's now get the documents ready to go. Let's do that. And then the last part is once you get that puppy closed and you need to sell it. And so there's really only like four parts there. It was so funny. I got an Instagram message from a customer here in Oregon. He closed his first deal. This was a house deal, but he closed his first deal 2 weeks ago. And he said it was the type of a deal he'd never been on an appointment like this. And he said he wasn't sure how to negotiate it and talk. And what did he do? He said literally on the drive over to the seller, he pulled up a podcast of ours with, I think it was John Martinez, where he talks about some of the good questions to ask. And he's like, I just listened to John on the way to the thing. And it's like just in time learning. You learn the thing just in time of needing it, not just in case you'll need it someday.
Well, I think that's a really good segue because I know everyone listening to this needs to improve their marketing. Mm. And to have the opportunity to have effective marketing, but a set it and forget it evergreen marketing type of funnel, I'd love to hear how you're solving that problem.
Dude, I'll show you. I mean, would I be able to take over a screen share for 2 minutes? And I think if people can see examples, that'll probably be really effective. So if you guys are just listening to the audio part of it, I'll do my best to kind of tell a story in these 2 or 3 minutes on what I'm sharing. But there's a couple different things, Mark. So like I said, hamster marketing works amazing. It's where the marketing that you're doing works as long as you're doing it, right? The direct mail, you've got to do the direct mail drops, cold calling, RVMs, texts, continue doing those. They work amazingly, especially for land. But evergreen marketing is trying to plug into that steady stream of people who are already looking for a solution. And it's something that builds momentum when you put out a piece of content or you put out that, you know, that blog post or that website today, and you end up getting leads for months or years potentially. And so I'll show you a couple examples right here. So this one here is House Heroes. If you were to Google a phrase like sell my land, just literally general sell my land, which isn't the most targeted for sure. He takes these leads and he cooperates with other land investors and he sells them or cooperates with business on them. So if you guys want to tap into leads for land and these guys aren't doing land deals themselves, for the most part, connect with House Heroes and see if you can't buy some of their leads to collab with them. But someone does a Google search, sell my land or sell my land in Florida or sell my landlocked land or, you know, whatever it is. There's lots of different phrases that someone could go to Google to type in. And then they land on a page like this. So if you are going to have some sort of a landing page for credibility, but also for generating seller or buyer leads, make it crazy simple like this. You know, we buy vacant land, highest cash offers, you know, that thing. Property address, phone, email. And then it's all about credibility from there, because one of the biggest things that we found, whether it's a land seller or land buyer or house seller or house buyer, is credibility. Is they want to know, is this person going to rip me off? Is this person actually going to follow through with what they had promised? And how does the process work? Because most of these land sellers have never, ever sold a piece of land, especially online. And so it's really valuable to increase that close ratio to build that trust and credibility and walk them through step by step how the process works. And that's what they do on this page here. They show some of the land that they've purchased. And this page here alone generates hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of leads every single month. I'll pop over here. I think it's right here, actually. So this is House Heroes. This is a lead that came in a few hours ago. But if we were to look at it, guys and gals, I mean, there's leads, 4, 5, 6 seller leads coming in every single day for them all across America. But if we were to look at other land sites that are hyper-focused in on one area, it's the same kind of story. You know, sellers, buyers typing in phrases, landing there and looking to sell their piece of land. The next thing that I would do, Mark, is set up a land buyer site. And so I'll share this one really fast. If direct mail is your primary way of getting land sellers, which is an amazing route, that's probably going to be your primary route for land sellers specifically. You're still going to need to sell them. And there's lots of amazing spots to sell the land online. There's farm and land, there's, you know, all those different sites. But one of the best ways to do it is try to build your own list. And so this right here, you know, Jeff Fassett, he's getting somewhere between, 50 and 100 leads a month of land buyers. And then over here, this guy here, Luke Harris, Farm Finders.
Let's see. Luke went through our coaching program.
Cool, dude. And so look at this right here. So 22,000 land buyer leads that he's generated all for free. A lot of it organic, but a lot of it too, just taking his postings on farm and land and all those sites that he's posting on, and then making sure that we're not just posting on those sites, but we're also driving people to your website. So people then can join your list. They can see the land. You're building a real asset, and you're building your lead generation machine off of your own site versus just using land and farm and stuff like that. So he's got 24,000 buyer leads in here. He's able to go back to the well each and every time he's looking to sell land in that piece of prop in that area to sell them really, really quick. And he's doing the same thing, buying land with Carrot as well. So it's just another vehicle. If you're just using direct mail and you don't want to add on getting sellers online, guys, for sure build a system for getting buyers online and building credibility with those buyers, so they know it's going to be a transaction that they can trust, and that they're not going to get ripped off and just send money through the internet now to get a piece of land.
Scott Todd, what do you think?
I mean, I love it.
I love it.
You got to be building your systems, right?
Yeah. Well, Trevor, that was an amazing, really quick demo there. And if you're listening to this in your car, I do recommend that you actually watch the video, which will be on thelandgeek.com/YouTube and check it out and watch that demo there. We'll have it on our website as well. But now, Trevor, we're at that point in the podcast, and your coaching, your knowledge has been invaluable. But we're at that point, we're going to ask you for one more tip of the week, another website resource, something else actionable for the auto passive income listeners to go improve their businesses, improve their lives. What have you got?
Dude, I think the biggest thing for me, I know this is probably where my mind is right now, so that's why I'm giving the tip right here, is if you guys don't have some sort of like a daily goal or habit tracker in place, I can promise you, whether you're a one-person shop or you're a 40-person team like we are, that it's going to be an amazing, amazingly valuable asset for you to pull up every single day. And I'll give you guys a link, but to pull up every day and go, you know, what are my top 5 items for the week I need to tackle? What are my top 5 priorities for the week? What are my top 5 priorities for the month? You can do that at the start of the month. And what are my top 5 for the day? And I use this every single day, Mark. I have it shared with my assistant, and everyone can get it. No opt-in required, nothing. I'm not going to like get an opt-in from. I just want people to use it. Just carrot.com/habits. Carrot.com/habits. Get the habit tracker and start to get control of your habits, guys. No opt-in, just go get it. I want to see you guys gain back more of your time so you can guys win in business and life.
Very cool. I'm downloading it right now.
Sweet.
And then just shut it off so that Scott can't get it.
That's right.
Before we get to Scott Todd's tip of the week, I want to just recognize our sponsor for this week's podcast, which is Flight School. Learn how the next 16 weeks can literally transform your life. Start building that passive income machine quickly, safely, efficiently, with someone helping you go up that mountain of land investing thousands of times. Scott Todd will be your Sherpa. He will take you from here in 16 weeks to doing deals guaranteed. We guarantee the tuition investment that you make in flight school ain't going to cost you nothing. You're going to make it back 180 days or less, guaranteed. Just do the work and show us your work, and it's done. Learn more. Go to thelandgeek.com/training. thelandgeek.com/training. Scott Todd, what's your tip of the week?
Mark, you know, it talks about messaging. And one of the things I saw on the websites that that we just looked at was there's a consistent messaging there, you know, the three steps that it takes or whatever. And I would just tell everybody that they should probably, if they're looking to up their marketing game, they should get the book by Donald Miller called Building a Story Brand, Clarifying Your Message So Your Customers Will Listen. And that's one of the tips that he lays out in there is just make it clear. Even if you're doing a landing page, just make the steps clear and life will be a lot easier.
Dude, that book is amazing. I'll back that one up. Really good recommendation.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that book as well. So my tip of the week, of course, trumps all of your tips. Sorry, guys. But it's carrot.com. And start learning and checking out all the resources and features and the blog, the webinar, all this information in one spot. Start building your lead generation systems. Take your marketing, your leads to the next level. Go to carrot.com and make sure it's right for you. So, Trevor, are we good?
We're good, man. I appreciate the heck out of you guys, Mark and Scott. And I love what you guys are doing. You guys are like the cream of the crop when it comes to the land investing side of things. And any way that we can support you guys, just let me know.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Scott Todd, are we good?
We're good, Mark.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank the listeners and just remind them the only way we're going to get the quality of guests like a Trevor Mock from carrot.com is if you do us three little favors. You got to subscribe. You got to rate, review the podcast. Send us a screenshot of that review to support@thelandgeek.com. We're going to send you the $97 wholetailing course, how to double your money 30 days or less for free. So please do that. All right. We ready to do this? 1, 2, 3,
let
freedom ring.
Ring.
I love it.
Not bad.
I didn't prepare myself. Let freedom ring, y'all. I love it.
All right. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Passive Income podcast. Start your journey at www.thelandgeek.com and www.scotttodd.net. Rate and review the podcast and email support@thelandgeek.com. Your screenshot for a free passive income launch kit.